This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth hanging with you in place of John Chuckery. Final hour for me. Chuck's on vacation. John will be back with you next week. You'll get John Fricke a couple of nights this week as well. Tonight's the only night that I'm here. I will be back again tomorrow between 2 and 6. So if you're able to, you know, do a little grilling tomorrow, I'd love to be with you. If you're going to be out on the lake, I'd love to be with you. So, no, literally, like, I want you to invite me. I don't really want to work tomorrow, but I'm going to. So, again, if you're going to be out and about, turn us on, and we'll be glad to keep you company. Tomorrow, it's time for us to get a look at our headlines. Before we do that, I do have one thing. And Day-Day, I apologize, man. I'm going to put you on the spot.
No problem.
I meant to ask you about this earlier because I wanted to mention it when we did the headlines, and I totally didn't do it. So we have got the, you know, we've talked about the Braves putting 8 guys on the All-Star team. We've mm-hmm. got the All-Star game next week in baseball, so the All-Star break will be next week. But we also have the start of the MLB draft.
Mm-hmm.
How many... because I know you were in tune with it. Any idea on how many local guys from the metro Atlanta area we're going to see get drafted? How many guys from here are going early in the MLB draft?
I will be honest with you. This year, I have not been as up to date on the draft just yet. But ironically, I was having a conversation on Facebook with one of the athletic directors for Atlanta Public Schools. And I was telling him that, if I'm not mistaken, it dates back to 2006, could be earlier, that at least one Georgia product has gone in the first round.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get, you know, in last year, we had the two kids. You had Andrew Jones' son.
Yeah. It was actually, it should have been three. It was Andrew Jones' son, Drew Jones. Yep. And then it was, I'm drawing,
well, the shortstop
from Mays High School.
Yes.
And then there was the pitcher from Buford, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So it should have been three. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, So, yeah. So, and I have not heard as much about it this year. Last year I was all over it, you know, but it was,
we heard
a lot about it because it being Andrew Jones' son and this, that, and the other. And I really haven't done my due diligence on it this year, the way I certainly not like what I did last year. And, so I didn't, you know, again, I apologize for putting you on the spot, but I wanted to ask.
No worries. I'm like you. Normally on top of it, but you know, this year, you know, hadn't gotten, you know, hadn't done so. So I'm like you, shame on me.
Well, I tell you, maybe you can find out something between now and the end of the week before you go on vacation.
Definitely.
All right, Braves winners tonight. They beat the Guardians 4-2. Braves are now 30 games over 500. They are 57-27, 27-12 away from home. Bryce Elder gets the win. He's now 7-1. Save number 15 for Iglesias, and Harris hit two homers tonight. Good to see Michael Harris again. You know, I said it earlier. One of the things that makes this Braves team so flipping good is there's so many different ways they can beat you, and they do. They scored four runs tonight, and they hit three solo homers, but Ozuna homered tonight as well. But the way the Braves, it's somebody different every night. It was, you know, yesterday it was Ozzy Albies. Darnell had a good day yesterday. Tonight it's Michael Harris the second. And you get Bryce Elder pitching into the seventh inning before finally, you know, giving up the two runs, and he got pulled. But tomorrow night against the Guardians, it's going to be somebody else that steps forward. That's what makes this Braves team so good, is it's not one guy. It's not Ronald Acuna doing it all, although I'm pretty sure he could if you needed him to. By the way, Acuna – and I didn't look to see. I don't have the box score in front of me. And I did not look to see how he did. You know, you go back to March here in the early part of April. I talked about Acuna, you know, possibly being a 40-40 guy in baseball. I thought 40 home runs, 40 stolen bases. I knew he was going to run a lot this year. I don't know, but maybe it was the rule changes in baseball. You know, the pitchers can't throw over to first like they once could in terms of the number of times. You got a little bit bigger bases now, so the distance between first and second, it's a couple of inches or whatever, but that makes all the difference when you're talking about guys at this level. And I also just think Ronald Acuna is just the best dang athlete in baseball. I mean, I think the guy could do anything if you needed him to, and I think he can run way better than what we've seen. We've seen him run this year. He could end up with 80 stolen bases this year. And I look, can you win the National League MVP? Nobody's handed out hardware on July the 3rd. But doggone it, that guy has certainly built a heck of a case for that. He is one of eight Braves that have made the National League All-Star team. There's only 32 guys on the stinking team. The Braves have got a quarter of that. This is one of those times when I'm not a big fan of the All-Star jerseys. I wish the guys wore their regular uniforms to play in this. As a Braves fan, that'd be cool to see all those Braves lined up for the introduction. The entire Braves infield makes it. Olson, Albies, Arcia, Riley, Murphy behind the plate. Acuna makes it from the outfield, plus two pitchers, Spencer Strider and Bryce Elder. Let's hear from Braves manager Brian Snitker. Eight Braves going to the All-Star game. That's a new Atlanta Brave record.
No, that was awesome. I tell the guys every Sunday before the All-Star game, I guess, or that, you know, week when we do this. That's the one meeting I always look forward to. I have a lot of meetings over the course of the time, and you don't really look forward to them, and you're nervous about them. That's the one you always look forward to. And to tell those guys, you know, when I went in with that big stack of invitations that they have and told them, that was pretty special. I mean, it was really, really probably the best one I've ever been a part of today. And I've been a part of some really cool things. but just to have eight guys was really something special for the organization.
Let's hear from Bryce Elder now on making his first All-Star game. Bryce Elder, by the way, got the win tonight. He's now 7-1. He has been leading the National League in earned run average, having an unbelievable season, and he is headed to the All-Star game. Here's Bryce Elder.
You know, it means a lot to me. Kind of this year's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to put into words. I really enjoyed spending the time with a lot of these guys up here, Strider being one of them. I think we got something special going. The guys behind me, I can't thank them enough. Like I was saying the other day with, you know, Spencer, he's striking a lot of guys out. I'm not striking guys out. These guys are putting the ball in play, and the guys behind me, what they do is I wouldn't be in this situation if it wasn't for them. So I thank those guys and thank Travis and Murph for how committed they are to helping us. And I'm really thankful for the people around me that have allowed me to have this success.
9 straight wins for the Braves after that victory tonight over the Cleveland Guardians. They go at it again tomorrow night. All right, Atlanta United. Big 2-0 win for them yesterday over Philadelphia Union in a match that you heard right here. Mike Conte, Jason Longshore, guys had the call here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here is how it sounded yesterday as Atlanta United, behind the play of Brooks Lennon, able to get that 2-0 victory.
Wiley, beautiful pitch up ahead. Almada, 2v1 with Wiley coming down the left wing. Almada to the top of the 18, threaded through to Wiley, edge of the 6, backheeled to Barry. Barry digs it away, passes up top. Here's Almada, ahead to Lennon, outside the 6. Shot! Score! And Atlanta United has the critical second goal with 10 minutes to play, coming from Brooks Lennon. Atlanta United, coming into today, had not beaten the Philadelphia Union since 2019, but in the home games that they have played against Philadelphia, denied a winning performance in 2022, denied in 2021. They get it today. 2-0, Atlanta United over Philadelphia Union in what is arguably Atlanta United's biggest win of the season.
Yeah, Mike hit the nail on the head there. You know, definitely a good win. We know how good Philly was a season ago, and they had kind of found their groove of late. Last 10 matches, they had been playing really, really well. And for Atlanta United to be able to take care of business like they did, it was huge. Great to be able to watch that yesterday as well. I did the. I don't often get a chance to do that. I talked about how much fun I had. Just basically having nothing to do yesterday but veg out and watch sports, and everything all kind of fell in line for me. You know, Braves win. I go to Atlanta United, turned on the Odyssey app, listened to Mike and Jason, and muted the TV. I couldn't get it to line up exactly right, but close enough. Enjoyed that, and then went right into the NASCAR race, which I thought was fun to watch yesterday. Again, I maybe if you're a NASCAR purist, you hate it, but the street race in downtown Chicago yesterday on some wet pavement, guys slipping and sliding all over the place, I thought it was fun to watch. Shane Van Gisbergen, a native of New Zealand, got the win in his first Cup start. He is the first driver since Johnny Rutherford did it 60 years ago to get a victory in his first Cup start. And that was Shane Van Gisbergen. Don't know how much, or Shane Van Gisbergen, sorry. I don't know how much more that guy is going to be able to race this year. Doesn't sound like because of his commitments overseas. I don't know that he's going to be back in a NASCAR a lot. But it was good to see him yesterday. Good story for him to be able to get that win. We're going to do a little rank 'em. I know it normally doesn't happen on Monday night, but I told Day-Day, I said, if I'm coming in, if I got to stay up this stinking late, we're going to do a little rank 'em before we get out of here. We're going to do that at 10:40 tonight. Brad Rowland was with us earlier. I don't know what to think about the Hawks. I don't know where I'm supposed to be on this. I look at this team, and I have a hard time right now believing that this team is better than the one that lost in the playoffs last year. We talked to Brad Rowland from Locked On Hawks about it earlier tonight. We're going to bring that interview back for you now. I'm not quite having to be talked off the ledge, but ugh, I just don't feel good about where the Hawks are right now. Not at all. Not at all. As excited as I was for them last summer with the DeJounte Murray move, probably a complete 180 right now with where I am with the Hawks. I just, again, you're going to have a hard time convincing me that the moves they have made have been an effort to win more basketball games. I think the moves they've made have been about trying to save money, not about winning more basketball games. We'll get to the Hawks when we come back. Brad Rowland joined us earlier. We'll do that. And we'll play a little Rankin before we get out of here tonight. Chris Goforth filling in for John Chuckery. About 45 more minutes left in my work night. If you're working second shift tonight, shout out to you guys out there getting it done. Appreciate you having us on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Chris Goforth in place of John Chuckery tonight. We keep it moving here. We talk Falcons. Now let's talk some Hawks. Back on the WadeFord.com hotline we go. Say hello to Brad Rowland, Locked on Hawks podcast. Brad, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us tonight. And Brad, it wasn't that long ago that you and I talked last. I guess it was last week. We finally got that John Collins trade we've been talking about for forever. Now, my question to you is, when you look at this Hawks roster, how do you make up the difference for John Collins, especially offensively?
Yeah, it's really a good question because at the moment, and this could still change, as you well know, they haven't really done anything else. It's kind of sending out John Collins and getting nothing back in return in terms of like ready-made assets. They have the draft picks from this year who'll be rookies. The rookies are not generally ready to play. So, yeah, you're looking at a combination of Sadiq Bey and Jalen Johnson for the most part in terms of replacing Collins. Very different players. Sadiq Bey, more of an offensive, you know, floor spacer type. I think that's something that with Quinn Snyder, they kind of want a little bit more of. It's a little bit better shooting at their forward spot. So that's probably some of the appeal of Sadiq Bey. And with Jalen Johnson, you're looking to get it in a different way in that he is much more comfortable with the ball in his hands as a creator on the perimeter. Great in transition, that kind of thing. Not a shooter yet, but still someone who's a little bit more dynamic with the ball in their hands. So they're going to piece it together. It's going to be very, very different, but certainly they have some options.
Hawks made a move on Saturday. They get Ty Washington. They get Usman Garuba. I know they didn't give up a lot, Brad, but what are they getting in return?
Yeah, that was actually a great piece of like fringe NBA business from the Hawks where they gave up nothing, like you said, and got two draft picks attached to taking two first-round draft picks recently in Garuba and Washington. So it might just be a process move, but as far as these guys on the court, Garuba is really a very good defender. Offensively, certainly a big question, which is why he's available for this kind of price, but he's a 6'8", 6'9", very versatile, flexible big man defensively, could be a nice long-term piece on that side of the floor. And then Washington is a developmental guard, was a first-round pick last year, had kind of a rough year in Houston, but honestly, a lot of rookie guards have rough years. So you're kind of buying as low as you possibly can on Washington in particular, and maybe a long-term play as a backup point guard type. But basically what I would view as two flyers, but at the cost of very, very little, and you get some picks to take them.
Are these guys on the roster come November?
I would probably lean to yes, only because they are guaranteed contracts. So you have to either trade them or you have to cut them and pay them, which is, I think, is not necessarily likely. So it wouldn't surprise me if they were moved by any means. I'm not, you'll probably hear in my voice, I'm not 100% convinced on any of that. But I think if I had to guess right now, knowing what we know, I would lean to yes just because of their contract situation. And the fact that they are very young. They're both 21 years old. So there's a little bit of room to grow, even if it's maybe some college park time this year, especially for Washington. I think Garuba could probably play some minutes for you right now. He played a lot more in Houston than Washington did. So I think if I had to guess, Garuba a little bit more likely than Washington, but I would probably say yes to both right now.
Now, how does Brad Rowland from Locked On Hawks is with us. But, Brad, how does Garuba fit in with Capella and Okongwu? Would he just be the third center?
Yeah, I mean, he could play a little bit more of the four than a pure center. I think he's closer to Okongwu than what you're looking at, like that more similar size, actually probably even a little bit bigger than Okongwu, like, strength-wise. But, yeah, he's a small ball center for the most part, can play a little bit of four. I think the guy who you're looking at maybe is not benefiting from Garuba is Bruno Fernando, who is currently non-guaranteed. They push Bruno's guarantee date back to July 10th, so they can cut Bruno if they want to for no penalty. I'm not saying they're going to do that, but I think if you're Bruno, you're probably not thrilled to see another guy there that's kind of in a similar mold to you. Different players, but kind of your third center. And the Hawks do need a third center of some kind, so I think one of those guys will be around. Maybe both. It's not impossible, but I think Garuba probably just more of a depth piece behind those two guys, because as long as Capella and Okongwu are both there and healthy at the same time, there isn't really much in terms of minutes at the center spot.
Brad Rowland, check out his podcast. It's called Locked on Hawks. You can find it wherever you download your podcast from. And Brad, kind enough to hang with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As they are currently constructed, Brad, is this team today better than the team that ended the season with a playoff loss this past spring?
It's really complicated because I think if you just go nuts and bolts on the roster, they're worse because you basically traded John Collins for nothing. And John Collins, forever, I know he's kind of polarizing these days, but is still a good NBA basketball player. No matter what you think of him in the contract and all that stuff, he's still a good player with some clear strengths, and you didn't really replace him. Now, you're banking on internal improvement, and that's reasonable. You have a lot of young guys on this roster that should be getting better as far as a step forward. And I think the most important thing beyond that internal development is Quinn Snyder. A full season of Quinn Snyder, I think the Hawks believe in that development, having him, having already had this sort of taste on the bench, but a full offseason, full training camp. I said this before, but I firmly believe that the Hawks would have won a handful more of games last year if Snyder had been there all year long with the same talent. So even if the roster really actually isn't better, in fact, you could probably argue that it's worse right now. I think between the youth and the fact that Snyder's now there for the full season, that's kind of where you have to grab your optimism from, because like you kind of alluded to there, there isn't like a sweeping change in terms of the roster, and that's kind of tough to swallow for a team that's in the play-in.
Yeah, I don't see the big move or the splashy move, whether it's free agency or by trade, by this front office this offseason. Do you?
If I had to guess, no. I mean, there's certainly irons in the fire. There's been some rumblings about Pascal Siakam. That'd be a very big move if they were to do that. I don't know how close that is. It's just kind of been out there the last couple of weeks that the Hawks are interested in Siakam, but I'm sure Toronto will be asking for a lot. And beyond that, I don't really see a clear path to that. Like, you know, it seems like it's still early. It's July 3rd, but the vast majority of NBA business is done right now. Like, some of the big guys are still out there because of the trade requests, you know, your Dame Lillard's, your James Harden's. But aside from that, like, free agency is almost over at this point, and there will be some trades, I am sure. But, you know, again, more of the offseason is kind of in the rearview mirror now than it actually is in the future. So if you're holding out for a big move, it doesn't seem likely to me, but it's definitely possible, whether it's Siakam or something that we just don't know about at this point in time, because, you know, there's still runway. Summer League, the entire NBA descends on Vegas at the same time. There's some conversations that will certainly be happening there, but I would not guess that they'd make another big move if I had to guess.
Brad Rowland, his podcast is Locked On Hawks, and he's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Are you still hearing anything about possibly moving Clint Capela or moving Hunter? Is either one of those still a likely possibility?
I think that they have still been making calls. You know, after the Collins trade, I was intentionally trying to figure out, okay, are they done, or are they going to try to keep kind of keep going on these guys? It seems like Hunter and Capela are still very much available, but they're not like on a mission to trade them, if that makes sense. I think that the big sort of domino was getting one of those guys off the roster in terms of money and savings and all that. And because of the Collins deal, I think they're still making calls, taking calls, being open to discussions, but the urgency level, in my understanding, is a little bit lower now than it was a couple of weeks ago, which makes logical sense. So it wouldn't surprise me either one of those guys has moved for different reasons. You know, Hunter, now he's making real money after not being after sort of being cheap the first 4 years of his career. And with Capela, it's more about a Congo than anything else, if you want to look that way. But I think right now it seems like those guys are more likely to stay than not. Again, all the caveats apply.
Where are the Hawks right now in terms of the salary situation? Are they going to be looking to shed more dollars?
They shouldn't need to unless they do something else. Like, if they were to add Siakam, he might have some more concerns. But with Collins off the books, they are now well below the luxury tax line. So I don't think they're going to have to shed any more money this year urgently. You know, in the future, we start talking about the potential to pay guys like DeJounte Murray and Onyeka Okongwu and Sadiq Bey on extensions. That's where it gets tricky. So starting next year, you might have some more questions, which is, you know, part of why they had to shed some salary now, was because of the long term in addition to the short term. But as far as this coming season, they're now below the tax line by, you know, $8 to $10 million, depending on how the sort of decisions that they make on other guys. But they are no longer in tax purgatory right now, unless something else happens. But for now, the urgency level there is probably off, and they can kind of be a little bit more flexible.
Brad, I poke around those NBA websites looking at you know, news and rumors, and I see nothing about the Hawks on any of these NBA sites in terms of, you know, being rumored for this move, rumored for that move. I too saw the stuff on Siakam, but that's been a while now. Is it a good thing or a bad thing that everything seems to be so quiet around this team?
Yeah, it's probably a mixture, to be honest. You know, part of that is logistics, too. Like, this is a team that came into the offseason having a much more full roster than most teams do. They had basically everyone under contract, and then they also did make a big trade. I mean, it seems like it was forever ago now, but John Collins got moved. That was a substantial transaction. So, you know, that happened, and after that was done, like, they don't, you know, this is a team that didn't have any more, like, absolute screaming urgency to go do something. So I'm with you. I've been looking at trying to find, you know, the next thing to talk about and the next thing to kind of gauge, and it really has gone quiet. I think on free agency in particular, there were never going to be a team that moved quickly or had any big money to throw around, so it was always going to be quiet there. But once the Collins thing happened, it basically became, okay, is it Capella? Is it Hunter? Is it something else? And if the answer is no to all those things, there isn't really that much more to do. And, you know, the trade that happened on Saturday came out of nowhere in probably a good way for the Hawks. It didn't leak out. They made a very nice transaction on the margins. But that's the kind of move you're looking at versus, like, they're not really in the rumors right now because it's all kind of focused on the names like Lillard and Harden, and the Hawks are nowhere near those talks, nor should they be. So they're kind of in a weird spot where they're almost – they're not full, but they kind of can stand pat if they want to.
Brad Rowland from Locked On Hawks with us as we wrap things up with him tonight and finish up our conversation talking about the Atlanta Hawks. Will they try to get an extension with DeJounte Murray done this offseason? What's the status for him now beyond the 23-24 season?
I think they're going to try, but without going crazy on the CBA, they're limited in what they can offer him. They are, because of his salary being honestly so small right now, he's a really good bargain on his current contract. They are limited with what they can offer, and essentially the consensus is the Hawks probably already offered the most that they can offer, and no one that I've talked to believes DeJounte will take it. It's a lot of money. It's over $100 million guaranteed, but given where DeJounte is, where the market is going, if he has a pretty good season, he's going to get considerably more on the market than he would get in this extension. So I think they're going to be probably playing the waiting game. Maybe he surprises everyone and takes the contract, takes the security, but for now, it's like it's no one's fault, but the Hawks can only offer so much, and it's not really enough to get DeJounte to take it, at least in the minds of people that I talk to.
He's Brad Rowland. Check out his podcast, Locked On Hawks. He does it every single day. Always good stuff. And, Brad, always appreciate it when you've got time to chat, my man. We'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Crisco fourth in place of your guy John Chuckery, who is he's on a little vacation this week. I hope John and his daughter have a tremendous time. He'll be back with you next week. I'm only here for tonight, but it was good to be able to hang with you guys. And you'll get some of John Freaky later on this week. So that'll be good. I'm back in this same chair again tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 6 as we celebrate Independence Day together. So hopefully you can carve out a little time and come be with me tomorrow between 2 and 6. And we'll continue a lot more to talk about these Braves. Of course, there'll be some Falcons talk, some Hawks talk probably, and we'll get into a little bit of college football as well. So a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. Looking forward to it. If you, again, if you're traveling, drive safe. If you're going to be out and about tomorrow, make sure that you do not drink and drive. Save it for later. You'll be fine. Just make sure you get where you got to go before you consume, or you have a designated driver. Don't be drinking and driving. Don't be boating and drinking either. That's a no-no. Don't do anything crazy tomorrow, because we want you guys to be back with us again as we We roll into Wednesday. We get closer and closer to the start of that football season. So excited about that. All right, it is time. Normally, John Chuckery does not do a rank'em on Monday night, but as Day-Day knows, it is my favorite part of the show. So I told Day-Day, I said, well, if I've got to work on Independence Day Eve, then I think I just created a new holiday, Day-Day, Independence Day. But if I got to come into work, by golly, we're going to do a rank'em. So with that being said, Day-Day, I'll turn it over to you, my man.
All right, Chris. So obviously, 4th of July being tomorrow, a lot of grills will be. Actually, grills have probably been lighting up since Saturday, if I had to guess. But when it comes to these meats on the grill, rank them: ribs, steak, chicken, pork chops.
Oh, well, I'm going to go steak one.
Okay.
Chicken two, ribs three, and pork chops four.
Really?
Not a big fan of pork chops. Not a big pork chop eater.
I like them. I don't cook them often. Growing up, I ate them a lot. You know, that was kind of one of the staples in the household. Some fried pork chops, but grilled pork chops.
My wife loves. She loves pork chops. So, but it's not something that I grill a lot. I haven't grilled a lot of steaks this year either. Which that's one of those things that in years past, generally, especially when it's just me and my wife, like mm-hmm. if the kids are gone, the kids are here now. You know, we're typically going to do some sort of burger.
Right.
But when it's just me and her, that's when we splurge a little bit. We get the steaks and we grill those out. We haven't really done that. Maybe once so far this year. And we generally, I had surgery 2 weeks ago. I had my gallbladder removed.
Okay.
Day-Day. Misery.
Wow. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's. I mean, I'm fine and everything, but I was uncomfortable there for a couple of days. And so right. I haven't been able to do a lot of lifting. And so with that, we haven't really, haven't really cooked or really done a whole lot around the house, honestly, for 2 weeks. I gotta get back on the ball here soon. But, I hadn't grilled out in the last couple of weeks. And that's not normal for us because usually from, say, the early April mm-hmm. until Labor Day,
right.
September. I mean, it's a grilling out is about a twice a week thing for us. And after we get past Labor Day, we'll still do it, you know, once a week, probably through the month of September.
Right. Okay. So. Okay. Yeah. And I'm kind of like you. The amount of grilling I used to do has definitely dropped. I'm like you. There was a point. Some years back where it was almost like every weekend, I had to light the grill up. You know, life happens, you get a lot busier, so, you know, it doesn't, but, and like you, I used to want to grill everything, ribs, steak, burgers. So like tomorrow I got some stuff, but it's pretty simple. I think the, you know, chicken, burgers, hot dogs, some sausages, that's pretty much going to be tomorrow's.
That's a good taste. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There
keeping
is
it
nothing
kinda,
wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right, speaking of grilling and grilling on holidays, rank these times to grill for you. Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, 4th of July, or just any random summer day?
Huh. Yeah, interesting. My two of those summer holidays that I enjoy the most, especially if we're going to grill, I'm going to go the 4th and Memorial Day.
Okay.
And then probably just give me a random day. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't need an excuse to grill.
Right.
I don't need an excuse to eat red meat. Trust me. Hence my the gallstones I developed.
Right.
Trust me, I've made plenty of poor dietary choices. And Labor Day is for Labor Day for me, and a lot of it is because working in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Labor Day is just a busy time, man.
Right.
It's, you know, high school football's going on. Mm-hmm. We get college football cranked up. A lot of times I am somewhere doing something on Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
So it's not always the opportunity for me to be able to cook out, much like, you know, the 4th of July and Memorial Day. Those are probably Christmas, Thanksgiving, my two favorite holidays, I think. You know, yeah, Thanksgiving and Christmas kind of overshadow everything else.
Gotcha.
But 4th of July, maybe third. It would be a distant third.
Wow.
But it may be third on my holiday list.
Wow. Okay. I gotcha. All right. Rank these side items for your barbecue: baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, grilled corn on the cob.
Ooh. So you said baked beans, coleslaw,
Potato salad, and grilled corn on the cob.
All right, we got to go corn on the cob one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's my. If it's done right, man, there is nothing better. I'll go baked beans two.
Okay.
Coleslaw three and potato salad four, and I like all four of those.
Right, same. Right?
Like I like all four of those. Depending on how something is made, my wife and I we have heated discussions in our house about coleslaw. She likes it very crunchy.
Okay.
I like my coleslaw very mayonnaise-y.
Gotcha. Now, what about your baked beans? Do you like them with, like, you know, some people will put ground beef in them? Or do you like, you just want the baked beans?
So I've had them a couple of different ways before. I think my favorite way is with a little bit of bacon in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've had the ones my who is it? Is it my brother? I think it's my brother-in-law that makes them with ground beef in it. That's pretty good. We usually do ours with a little bit of bacon.
Okay.
Give it a little bit of flavor.
Right.
And that's the other thing now. You know, you cannot go wrong with some good baked beans.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't. My wife, she's pretty good with her baked beans. She does the ground beef in them. And, you know, she kind of puts her own little, you know, adds her little extras here and there for the little sweetness that she likes to have.
Yep.
And, you know, she's real good with her bacon. She's just a good cook, period. I mean, I joke, but I'm serious. Like, her cooking skills definitely played a role in me deciding that's who I wanted to marry. So, but yeah, she does. She likes to do the ground beef and the baked beans. Now on the potato salad, I like, I guess it's kind of considered Southern style. Cause I never really paid attention to the styles of potato salad. Right. I always knew there was this one, the kind that's really mustard based. I don't care for that one. But I guess the one that's kind of like considered the Southern style, it's a little more sweet. That's the potato salad I like.
See, I like both. Now my mom made the mustard style.
Okay.
Growing up.
Okay.
But now again, I like them both. So long as they are made, as long as it's good. I mean, I can't really put my finger on why I like one better than the other.
Right.
But I do like them both.
Okay.
I do like them both.
All right. Coming up here, as you mentioned earlier in the show, All-Star Game right around the corner for us for MLB. Braves landing 8 players there. Rank these, you know, these All-Star events. MLB All-Star, Pro Bowl, NBA All-Star, NHL All-Star.
Well, so first, I love the NBA All-Star game.
Oh, okay, really?
I go NBA number one by far and away.
Really? It's kind of, I don't know, it doesn't do it for me anymore.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my thing, Day-Day. And here's the reason why I like the NBA All-Star game.
Okay.
The NBA has never taken its All-Star game too seriously.
Right.
They've never come up with goofy stuff like the way a Major League Baseball did where, you know, you're playing for home field advantage in the World Series, which was idiotic. They've never just done stupid crap like that.
Well, I thought there was the one year where it was like whoever won. I thought there was that one time they tried to pull something like that where whoever won it had an impact on the.
I have always thought the NBA, from the All-Star game, the dunk contest, the three-point shooting contest, the you know, the, what is it, the futures game or whatever it is they play, the rookie game.
Yeah.
The entertainment that they have. Mm-hmm. I've always thought the NBA did it better than anybody else.
Yeah, they do make it a very entertaining weekend for fans. I will say that. They do that.
I look, I am not an NHL fan. I have never watched the NHL All-Star game. But I'm going to put it number two.
Okay.
Because I have such disdain for the others. Major League Baseball, I will put three. The best thing that Major League Baseball does is the Home Run Derby.
Exactly.
It's my favorite event to watch. Yep. ESPN has screwed that up. I don't necessarily mind. I know a lot of people get frustrated on social media with Chris Berman. I don't mind Boomer. Mm-hmm. I don't mind the back. What I can't stand is when they start working in all of the it's like you got to have a physicist there on set to explain launch angles and velocity and all that. Ben, I don't care about any of that stuff. I just want to watch dudes mash baseballs.
Right.
Okay, I want to watch guys hit dingers. Right. I don't care what the velocity is. I don't care about the launch angle. I don't give a rat's rear end about any of that stuff. I just want to watch dudes hit the ball a long way.
Yeah, yeah.
And why ESPN feels the need to bring all this other crap into the broadcast, it's like, man, they ruin it with all that garbage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Pro Bowl is for. The Pro Bowl is just garbage.
Yeah, they need
Pro Bowl needs to go
Yeah,
away.
They just need to just throw it out the window. Yeah, just throw it out the window at this point. I mean, you're playing flag football now. Like
They continually try to reach for something to make that game relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And every year it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Yep.
Just be done with it.
Yeah, just can't.
Just be done with it. I like the idea of doing the NFL, what do they call it, NFL Honors?
Right.
Their award show that they do.
Yeah.
I still think you name an all-pro team. You know, you name a Pro Bowl team if you want, but as far as actually playing the games, no, stop.
Yeah, just make
be done with it.
Yeah, just whatever city, if it's me, to me, in my opinion, whatever city the Super Bowl's in, just have a week-long of festivities. That, you know, fans that maybe everybody can't buy tickets to the Super Bowl, but...
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
car is just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Crisco fourth in place of your guy John Chuckery, who is he's on a little vacation this week. I hope John and his daughter have a tremendous time. He'll be back with you next week. I'm only here for tonight, but it was good to be able to hang with you guys. And you'll get some of John Freaky later on this week. So that'll be good. I'm back in this same chair again tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 6 as we celebrate Independence Day together. So hopefully you can carve out a little time and come be with me tomorrow between 2 and 6. And we'll continue a lot more to talk about these Braves. Of course, there'll be some Falcons talk, some Hawks talk probably, and we'll get into a little bit of college football as well. So a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. Looking forward to it. If you, again, if you're traveling, drive safe. If you're going to be out and about tomorrow, make sure that you do not drink and drive. Save it for later. You'll be fine. Just make sure you get where you got to go before you consume, or you have a designated driver. Don't be drinking and driving. Don't be boating and drinking either. That's a no-no. Don't do anything crazy tomorrow, because we want you guys to be back with us again as we roll into Wednesday. We get closer and closer to the start of that football season. So excited about that. All right, it is time. Normally, John Chuckery does not do a rank'em on Monday night, but as Day-Day knows, it is my favorite part of the show. So I told Day-Day, I said, well, if I've got to work on Independence Day Eve, then I think I just created a new holiday, Day-Day, Independence Day Eve. But
that sounds like it.
If I got to come into work, by golly, we're going to do a rank'em. So with that being said, Day-Day, I'll turn it over to you, my man.
All right, Chris, so obviously 4th of July being tomorrow, a lot of grills will be, actually grills have probably been lighting up since Saturday, if I had to guess. But when it comes to these meats on the grill, rank them: ribs, steak, chicken, pork chops.
Well, I'm going to go steak 1.
Okay.
Chicken 2, ribs 3, and pork chops 4.
Really?
Not a big fan of pork chops. Not a big pork chop eater.
I like them. I don't cook them often. Growing up, I ate them a lot. You know, that was kind of one of the staples in the household, some fried pork chops. But grilled pork chops?
My wife loves, she loves pork chops. So, but it's not something that I grill a lot. I haven't grilled a lot of steaks this year either, which that's one of those things that in years past, generally, especially when it's just me and my wife, if the kids are gone. The kids are here now. You know, we're typically going to do some sort of burger.
Right.
But when it's just me and her, that's when we splurge a little bit. We get the steaks and we grill those out. We haven't really done that. Maybe once so far this year. And we generally, now I had surgery 2 weeks ago. I had my gallbladder removed.
Okay.
Day-Day. Misery.
Wow. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It's. I mean, I'm fine and everything, but I was uncomfortable there for a couple of days. And so right. I haven't been able to do a lot of lifting. And so with that, we haven't really, haven't really cooked or really done a whole lot around the house, honestly, for 2 weeks. I gotta get back on the ball here soon. But, I hadn't grilled out in the last couple of weeks, and that's not normal for us, because usually from, say, the early April mm-hmm. until Labor Day,
right.
September, I mean, it's a grilling out is about a twice a week thing for us. And after we get past Labor Day, we'll still do it, you know, once a week, probably through the month of September.
Right. Okay. So. Okay. Yeah, and I'm kind of like you. The amount of grilling I used to do has definitely dropped. I'm like you. There was a point some years back where it was almost like every weekend I had to light the grill up. But life happens. You get a lot busier, so, you know, it doesn't. But and like you, I used to want to grill everything: ribs, steak, burgers. So, like, tomorrow I got some stuff, but it's pretty simple. I think the, you know, chicken, burgers, hot dogs, some sausages. That's pretty much going to be tomorrow's.
That's a good taste. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
There
keeping
is
it
nothing
kinda,
wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Speaking of grilling and grilling on holidays, rank these times to grill for you. Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, 4th of July, or just any random summer day?
Huh. Yeah, interesting. My two of those summer holidays that I enjoy the most, especially if we're going to grill, I'm going to go the 4th and Memorial Day.
Okay.
And then probably just give me a random day. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't need an excuse to grill.
Right.
I don't need an excuse to eat red meat. Trust me. Hence the gallstones I developed. Trust me, I've made plenty of poor dietary choices. And Labor Day is for Labor Day for me, and a lot of it is because working in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Labor Day is just a busy time, man.
Right.
It's, you know, high school football's going on. Mm-hmm. We get college football cranked up. A lot of times I am somewhere doing something on Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
So it's not always the opportunity for me to be able to cook out, much like, you know, the 4th of July and Memorial Day. Those are probably Christmas, Thanksgiving, my two favorite holidays. I think, you know, yeah, Thanksgiving and Christmas kind of overshadow everything else.
Gotcha.
But 4th of July, maybe third. It would be a distant third.
Wow.
But it may be third on my holiday list.
Wow. Okay. I gotcha. All right. Rank these side items for your barbecue: baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, grilled corn on the cob.
Ooh. So you said baked beans, coleslaw,
potato salad, and grilled corn on the cob.
All right, we got to go corn on the cob one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's my. If it's done right, man, there is nothing better. I'll go baked beans two.
Okay.
Coleslaw three and potato salad four, and I like all four of those.
Right, same. Right?
Like, I like all four of those. Depending on how something is made,
mm-hmm.
My wife and I, we have heated discussions in our house about coleslaw. She likes it very crunchy.
Okay.
I like my coleslaw very mayonnaise-y.
Gotcha. Now, what about your baked beans? Do you like them with, like, you know, some people will put ground beef in them? Or do you like, you just want the baked beans?
So I've had them a couple of different ways before. I think my favorite way is with a little bit of bacon in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've had the ones I think it's my brother-in-law that makes them with ground beef in it. That's pretty good. We usually do ours with a little bit of bacon.
Okay.
Give it a little bit of flavor.
Right.
But, and that's the other thing now. You know, you cannot go wrong with some good baked beans.
No, you can't. Yeah, you can't. My wife, she's pretty good with her baked beans. She does the ground beef in them. And, you know, she kind of puts her own little, you know, adds her little extras here and there for the little sweetness that she likes to have.
Yep.
And, she's real good with her baked. She's just a good cook, period. I mean, I joke, but I'm serious. Like, her cooking skills definitely played a role in me deciding that's who I wanted to marry. So, but yeah, she does. She likes to do the ground beef and the baked beans. Now, on the potato salad, I like I guess it's kind of considered Southern style because I never really paid attention to the, I guess, the styles of potato salad. Right. I always knew there was this one, the kind that's really mustard based. I don't care for that one. But I guess this, the one that's kind of like the, considered the Southern style, it's a little more sweet. That's the potato salad I like.
See, I like both. Now, my mom made the mustard style growing up.
Okay.
But now, again, I like them both. So long as they are made, as long as it's good. I mean, I can't really put my finger on why I like one better than the other.
Right.
But I do like them both.
Okay.
I do like them both.
All right. Coming up here, as you mentioned earlier in the show, All-Star Game right around the corner for us for MLB. Braves landing 8 players there. Rank these, you know, these All-Star events. MLB All-Star, Pro Bowl, NBA All-Star, NHL All-Star.
Well, so first, I love the NBA All-Star game.
Oh, okay. Really?
So I go NBA number one by far and away.
Really? It's kind of, I don't know. It doesn't do it for me anymore.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my thing, Day-Day. And here's the reason why I like the NBA All-Star game.
Okay.
The NBA has never taken its All-Star game too seriously.
Right.
They've never come up with goofy stuff like the way a Major League Baseball did where, you know, you're playing for home field advantage in the World Series, which was idiotic. They've never just done stupid crap like that.
Well, I thought there was the one year where it was like whoever won. I thought there was that one time they tried to pull something like that where whoever won it had an impact on the.
I have always thought the NBA from the All-Star game, the dunk contest, the 3-point shooting contest, the futures game or whatever it is they play, the rookie game, the entertainment that they have. Mm-hmm. I've always thought the NBA did it better than anybody else.
Yeah, they do make it a very entertaining weekend for fans. I will say that. They do that.
Look, I am not an NHL fan. I have never watched the NHL All-Star game, but I'm going to put it number 2.
Okay.
Because I have such disdain for the others. Major League Baseball, I will put 3. The best thing that Major League Baseball does is the Home Run Derby.
Exactly.
It's my favorite event to watch. Yep. ESPN has screwed that up. I don't necessarily mind. I know a lot of people get frustrated on social media with Chris Berman. I don't mind Boomer. Mm-hmm. I don't mind the back. What I can't stand is when they start working in all of the... It's like you got to have a physicist there on set to explain launch angles and velocity and all that. Ben, I don't care about any of that stuff. I just want to watch dudes mash baseballs.
Right.
Okay, I want to watch guys hit dingers.
Right.
I don't care what the velocity is. I don't care about the launch angle. I don't give a rat's rear end about any of that stuff. I just want to watch dudes hit the ball a long way.
Yeah, yeah.
And why ESPN feels the need to bring all this other crap into the broadcast, it's like, man, they ruin it with all that garbage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Pro Bowl is 4. The Pro Bowl is just garbage.
Yeah, they need
Pro Bowl needs to go away.
Yeah, they just need to throw it out the window. Yeah, just throw it out the window at this point. I mean, you're playing flag football now. Like
they continually try to reach for something to make that game relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And every year it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Yep.
Just be done with it.
Yeah, just can't.
Just be done with it. I like the idea of doing the NFL, what do they call it, NFL Honors?
Right.
Their award show that they do.
Yeah.
I still think you name an all-pro team. You know, you name a Pro Bowl team if you want, but as far as actually playing the games, no, stop.
Yeah, just make
be done with it.
Yeah, just whatever city, if it's to me, in my opinion, whatever city the Super Bowl's in, just have a week-long of festivities. That, you know, fans that maybe everybody can't buy tickets to the Super Bowl, but you can have some affordable events leading up to it and just be done with it.
No, I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that. I guess the reason why they hold on to it is because of television and the television dollars.
But are people watching that?
Well, apparently, I mean, they keep coming back to it. I don't watch it anymore.
No.
And I haven't in years now. Yeah. And I have no interest in it anymore.
I can't imagine that a flag football game would garner that much television attention that, you know, it's worth. I don't know. Maybe there's something that people see we don't. So I don't know. All right. Real quick.
Rusty says, Chris, got to rank them for you. For you and Day-Day, rank these items at Publix. Publix chicken tenders, bacon sandwich, Publix cakes, Publix wings, and Publix sub sandwiches. I like the Publix subs. I'm a big fan of Publix now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like the subs. I'll go subs one. The cakes are tremendous.
Yes.
I'll go the cakes two. The chicken tender bacon sandwiches I've never had there,
same
so I can't
here.
Comment on that. The wings are okay.
Yeah.
The wings are okay.
Yeah, I like the Mardi Gras. And it's weird because there's some Publixes that have certain flavors that other Publixes don't. So, like,
really?
Yeah, there was one Publix I went to and they had like a sweet, spicy flavor, but every Publix doesn't seem to have that flavor. But I'm with you. I never had the bacon, that sandwich, but I do like their sub sandwiches that they make there at Publix.
Yeah, look, that's especially once the. Once COVID happened and everybody mm-hmm. started working from home,
yeah,
that would the Publix is the closest thing to me. It's closer than any fast food place,
right?
So working from home during the day, it is so quick for me to run down to Publix, grab a sub, and turn around and come home. And then a lot of times, especially like you know, my wife, she's been going over to see her mom some a lot. She's been spending about half the time at home and half the time with her mom, who's mm-hmm. who's been under the weather, and she's been going over to see her. And so when it's just me or it's just me and the kids here,
mm-hmm.
man, that Publix fried chicken,
yeah.
I don't want to cook. I don't feel like it.
Right.
I go to Publix and grab the fried chicken, and yeah. that's that and a pack of King's Hawaiian bread and maybe some baked beans or some of that coleslaw out of the Publix deli. That's how I rock on a
nice
on a weeknight every now and then.
Nice. Well, that's your rank'em for your Monday night.
That is going to do it for us. Appreciate you guys hanging out tonight. It's been fun. Hope John Chuckery's enjoying his week off. John will be back in next week. John Fricke will be with you a couple of nights. Who's here? Who's in this seat tomorrow night? Do we know?
Chris Thomas? No, I don't know. I should know because the schedule came out today.
I guess I could open up the schedule here and look at it instead of sounding like a moron. Hang on. Let me get it. I got it right here.
It's going to be Slaughter.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Slaughter gets to hold it down tomorrow night.
Eric Slaughter tomorrow night, and then John Fricke will take you through the rest of the work week. So, again, appreciate you guys being with us. I'm on tomorrow 2 to 6, so make plans to join me then. Looking forward to it. Appreciate our guests being with us tonight, Michael Rothstein from ESPN.com and also Brad Rowland from the Locked On Hawks podcast. See you tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21+. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21+ only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.